in the war. And she knows she and seven kids couldn't have gotten very far. She says she thought that she could never love again. And then there he stood with that big wide grin. He married my mother and he took us in.
Oh, yeah. Wow. What a beautiful story. And you know what? There are so many beautiful stories just like that one. Beautiful stories. True stories. Father's doing a great job. And in this case, as you heard, the father that they were singing about was actually a stepfather who they call father. And for so many people, that is so real. Such a reality. Stepfather raising a child or the children as their own, taking good care of them. Let me give you an idea of what we're going to be talking about throughout this week. And we'll get back to getting to know fathers so that we know that we have reason to celebrate our fathers. A lot of you are familiar with that incident that occurred in Somalia some years ago when there was a military mission in play and two of our Black Hawk helicopters went down. And you talk about a trying time. I saw a part of that movie a few years ago. And I'm going to tell you, it was riveting. I will put it that way. Riveting. You're talking about these U.S. soldiers on foreign land, surrounded, and I'm telling you, it was ugly. You talk about touch and go. You talk about a scary situation. No man left behind. The real Black Hawk Down story will be shared with me tomorrow by former Staff Sergeant Kenny Thomas, who was there. Tomorrow at 1 o'clock, former Staff Sergeant Kenny Thomas, who was one of the soldiers who was in that precarious situation, will be our guest tomorrow. Later today, we'll take a look at the middle class. Are you a member of the middle class? How much longer do you anticipate being a member of the middle class? And if you suspect that that status may change, will it change for the better or for the worse? Will you be moving from middle class to upper class? Or do some of you have concerns about possibly being moved from middle class to lower class, socioeconomically? And you notice I said, do you anticipate moving, showing action, right? Active movement taking place there as you move from middle class to upper class, doing whatever it is that you're doing to get you there, getting more education that can enable you to get another job that will pay much more, eventually move you into the upper class, or continue to work very, very hard like you do now and have been doing. And you work. But because of the way the system has been set up, you foresee the day when you may be passively moved down to a lower socioeconomic level. Passive movement taking place there because it's not your actions that will cause the movement down. Excuse me for that moment of silence. I felt the sneeze coming and I didn't want to sneeze in your ears. So you anticipate that the way things are going with this whole issue of income inequality, that a lot of people who are on the receiving end of that celebrate, applaud, because they keep looking at those people being impacted, negatively impacted by the system that is creating and expanding income inequality. And they don't take into consideration who's really bringing it about. And you got to realize, people who are on a level with you have no more power to bring about income inequality than you have. So who is the one, or who are the ones, developing and expanding income inequality? Are you holding the right people accountable? Those of you who are angry and you're lashing out, are you holding the right people accountable for your current distress caused by your ongoing financial struggle? Where do you suppose you will be a few years from now, 12 years from now? We're going to be talking about the middle class later today. Race relations will be discussed this week. Our country, our climate will be on the docket, and more. By the way, this Wednesday, because I know from talking with a number of people that sometimes we have people who are not able to listen to the program during the week, but they can listen during the weekend. And then vice versa, we have some people who are not able to hear the program on the weekends, especially on Sundays when many of us are in church or at some place of worship. I'm going to be doing something this week that I don't recall having done before. I may have done it before, but I don't recall. But I'm going to rebroadcast the Spiritual Perspectives Hour, which I discussed this past Sunday, on this coming Wednesday. The Spiritual Perspectives Hour now, of course, not the entire Sunday broadcast, but just the first hour where we spoke more about why we love. Like I said, I know what we have a lot of people who are not able to hear those weekend broadcasts. And that's one of the reasons I really appreciate the arrangement that has been made to have me broadcasting 7 days a week now, because there are people who, understandably, just are not able to hear during the week. I've had a number of people to tell me that. And I know, because I know people are in church, people at other places of worship. Some people are still also at work on the weekend. Some people have a day or two off during the week. Not everyone works a schedule where they're off every weekend. So I decided to go ahead and rebroadcast Why We Love. And so that'll be running this Wednesday at 1 o'clock. You know how I used to air Spiritual Perspectives on Wednesday. Anyhow, when I was broadcasting from 1 until 3 Monday through Friday, usually the first hour on Wednesday would be dedicated to Spiritual Perspectives. Well, I thought it would be a beautiful thing to go ahead and move Spiritual Perspectives to Sundays, since now I'm airing Monday through Sunday. But again, aware of the fact that very often people will miss the broadcast on Sundays, that 1 hour I will rebroadcast this Wednesday. All right. Pew Research Center is sharing some information with us about American fathers. And so as we get to know fathers and we get to a point where we are working to celebrate everyone who should be celebrated. Have you ever noticed, for example, how we go all out and have gone all out for years and years and years to show mom that we really love her when we celebrate her on Mother's Day? And if anything, if dad gets anything, it might be a simple card or a brief call. But to celebrate dad, it doesn't happen anything like it happens for mom. I think that's unfortunate. I think both should be passionately celebrated. Let's learn a little bit more about fathers so that we can get to the point where we celebrate dad, hopefully, just as passionately as we celebrate mom.